Chapter 93. Sally aimed at the bald man who was holding a gun similar to the one she had. He was standing by the passenger door of a Mercedes. It was the man she'd seen outside the house in Wimbledon, she was sure of that. There was another man behind him, and as she squeezed the trigger, she realized a third man was getting out of the other side of the car. Her bullet smacked into the vehicle's radiator. Her second shot smashed the offside headlight. The bald man took aim and fired. She was already ducking, and the round whined over her head. She straightened up and was about to fire when she saw he was aiming at her again. She threw herself to the side as more rounds whizzed by her. She knelt down and put the carbine to her shoulder and fired two quick shots, but they went high. There was a barrage of shots to her left, and the bald man ducked. The man who was standing at the rear of the Mercedes screamed in pain and dropped his weapon before slumping to the tarmac. The bald man rested his carbine on the roof of the Mercedes and began firing across the road, and the man with him fired what looked like a shotgun. There was a loud explosion, and the windows of a car in front of them shattered. Sally turned to see what they were shooting at. There were three men on the far side of the eastbound lanes. Traffic was moving, albeit slowly, and the three men were weaving their way through the cars, firing guns similar to the one she was holding. Sally knelt down and looked at Tim. He had put his gun down and was holding his hand over the shoulder wound. He'd been shot from the rear, so he was pressing the exit wound. There would still be a hole in his back. She pulled open the passenger door and grabbed her fleece. She moved him forward, pressed it against his shoulder, and had him lean back against the car to keep pressure on it. "Don't worry, help will be here soon," she said. She got to her feet. "Where are you going?" he asked. "I've got to help Eric," she said. For a moment she thought he was going to ask her to stay with him, but then he forced a smile. "Go," he said. "I'll be okay." She kissed him on the cheek. "I know," she said. She stood up, holding the carbine to her chest. The bald man and the man with the shotgun were crouching behind the Mercedes. The three men over the road were still shooting at them. Sally kept her head down as she ran towards the Explorer. It was on its roof, and clouds of steam were coming from the bonnet. The rear passenger door had opened, and Flores was trying to crawl out, hindered by the fact that his wrists were still zip-tied. Sally reached the vehicle and helped him out onto the road. "You okay?" she asked. He nodded. She looked inside the car. Mendoza was hanging from his seatbelt, his face covered with blood, but he was breathing and his eyes were half open. Both front airbags had inflated, pressing Eric and Butler back in their seats. Butler seemed to be unconscious, and Eric was bleeding from his head. Sally couldn't tell if it was a gunshot wound or a result of the car crashing. Eric forced a smile. "A fucking chopper," he said. "That came out of left field." "It's not a threat anymore," said Sally. "What happened?" "We shot it down, Tim and I." She flinched at the sound of more gunshots behind her.
"What's happening?"
asked Eric. "The guys who are after us are shooting at us, but someone is shooting at them. Undercover armed cops, maybe? I don't know, but they're keeping the bad guys busy." Eric tried to undo his seatbelt, but winced with pain and cursed.
"I think my arm is broken," he said.
"I'll help you." There were more shots from behind her.
"No, there's no time," he said. "Get Flores away from here. Keep him safe until the cops arrive."
"I will," she said. She stood up, but bent at the waist to keep her head down. She looked to her left. The entrance to the golf course was close by, and she could see the cloud of smoke from the burning helicopter still rising into the sky. She grabbed Flores by the scruff of the neck and pulled him to his feet. "Stay close to me," she said. "We've got to get away from here."